second scripture reading today is from the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 29 through 33. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before men, I will disown him before my Father in heaven.
Thank you, Alex. I love that song, although I don't think we quite sounded like Josh. Tried, but it was a long, far cry from there. What a beautiful voice he has when he sings that song, I'll tell you. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you so much. Well, you know, I thought, again, this is Thanksgiving, and I was just thinking about this week. There's a lot of things that are easy for you and I to be thankful for. I broke into four categories the things that we are thankful for, and I think almost everything falls into those four categories. If you have another category, you can shout it out to me. But one would be people. That covers a whole lot of things, doesn't it? I mean, a whole lot of people, whether it's family, neighbors, whoever. People. The second one was stuff. That's a technical term for everything out there. Stuff. Third one was health. And the fourth one was God. Now, I don't know about you, but I was trying to think, is there anything out there that we would be thankful for that would fall outside of any of those four categories? I think I can fit them into just about those four. And suffice it. Afterwards, if you'd like to come up with another one, you can actually ask me or tell me about it out there in the fellowship hall, too. Maybe there's another category I'm missing. But in those four categories of things that we are thankful for, it's easy to be thankful for those, isn't it? People, you know, those people who are a part of your sphere of life. But what happens when any one of these categories are shaken or lacking? Then it becomes a little harder to give thanks. Think about it for a moment. People die. People move. People get hurt or hurt us or we hurt them. People get sick. You think of those kinds of things that happen, and then all of a sudden, that person we may be thankful for, it's much harder to give thanks for them, isn't it? Or give thanks in the situation. What about stuff? Stuff can be taken from us, can be lost. Stuff maybe is not afforded to us. Maybe it's because we don't have a job or whatever the case may be. The stuff that is about all around us and some of the stuff that just exists, some of these things can be taken from us. I'm thinking about wildfires in California. Think about all the stuff. It's gone. I mean, even nature is gone because of the beauty around them, the trees and everything that we enjoy here. Just think if a massive wildfire went through Mackinac City and you'd look and you'd think all these things are gone. When any of these categories get shaken up in some way, it's harder for us to be thankful. What about health? We take it for granted so many times until something happens, don't we? Whether it's cancer or age or injury, these things that are entirely outside of our control, they mess with our life, they mess with our lifestyle, they mess with those around us, and health. When things go bad, it's harder to give thanks. What about God Himself? Because God can get thrown into any of these things that go on in our lives, whatever it might be, and then we don't hear God answering prayer. We're praying. The answers don't come like we'd want them to come. Or the answer that we receive is certainly not the answer we were wishing for. Curveballs get thrown our way. We don't know what to do with them. When when our relationship with God gets shaken up, it's harder to give thanks, isn't it? I wanted to take us a little deeper this morning because it's easy, as I said at the beginning, to give thanks when we have these things and they aren't disturbed in some way, shape, or form. But it's harder when things go south. Sometimes it seems life is just out of control. It is, outside of our control. Sometimes life is just entirely outside of our control, but we need to be reminded of something. And I think in this short little text in Matthew this morning, taken from the larger text that is there, we're reminded of something. God is still in control, and God is still paying attention to what's going on. Think about it. Even a worthless sparrow, they weren't worth much there in the Middle East at the time. You could buy them for almost nothing. Think about that. A worthless sparrow, and God knows full well what's going on with every little bird that's out there. There's not a bird that falls to the ground that God does not know and falls within God's full attention. God pays attention to detail. Our hair is another thing. Some men are blessed with little hair, so God doesn't have much of a job with that. Others have lots of hair. But think about that God even knows the hair on our head, every follicle that's there. Think about that just for a moment, folks. God pays attention to detail. God knows everything about you and me. Why is it we sometimes think, God, I'm going to throw you for a shock here by praying? You know what I just did? Do you think God's up there in heaven saying, I had no idea you just did that. Thanks for telling me. We act like sometimes we can hide things from Him, don't we? We act as if there are some of those things in our life we can just, I want to keep it from God because I don't want Him to know what's going on in my life. God knows what's going on in your life. The healthy thing about it is when we share that with them and in that relationship with them, we can begin to understand how God is trying to reshape us and trying to mold us and trying to help us. But yet we act as if God doesn't know anything. I'm going to shock you with this one, God, as I go to prayer. Or God, did you know what that person did? Yeah. God knows what that person did. Or God, you don't know what I'm thinking right now. God knows what you're thinking right now. He knows our thoughts. Think about it. But we act sometimes as if He doesn't. So folks, I want you to think this morning a little deeper than we sometimes think when we think about Thanksgiving. Because Thanksgiving, you gather around a table and you see all the turkey that's there and the pumpkin pie for dessert, which you try to grab ahead of time so there's a piece for you. All those things that are going on at Thanksgiving, it's so easy as you gather on the table and say, thank you for this and thank you for that. Thank you that I have ample of this and ample of that. And thank you for all the stuff that I have right now. Thank you for the home where I live and the warmth that I have. And thank you for the spouse that I have and the children that I have. And then all of a sudden a spouse gets taken from you. Or a child. Or a home is destroyed. Or your health is gone. Can you still give thanks to God? And we think God's out of control because our life is out of control. And we need to be reminded of these few little verses again in Matthew where He says that I'm watching over the little sparrow that has very little value to most people. And I know everything about you, every little detail about you. And I am still in control, even though things seem out of control. So what do we do when life gets turned upside down? What do we do when these things get messed up? What do we do when these four categories we're talking about are all messed up? Maybe it's the people thing and it's a relationship that we have, or we lost our marriage is in shambles. Our marriage is gone, or a best friend is no longer there for us. They've let us down, or they've taken off. or they've died. Or like those folks in California where everything's gone, nothing's left, not even pictures. Think about that, folks, not even pictures. Or someone just told me, I'm terminal. What do we do when things like that happen? Well, I think what Matthew is trying to tell us here is we need to acknowledge the God who is in control. We need to acknowledge God no matter what is going on, because God pays attention to detail and He knows even before you ask. Remind ourselves of this. He knows before we even ask. It's more than acknowledging that He exists. It's acknowledging that He is, that He provides, that He sustains, that He strengthens, that He loves, that He judges, that He forgives, that He blesses, that He sent Jesus. It's all those things and so much more. Folks, it's hard giving thanks when all the tangible things seem to be messed up, but the intangible is still there. Acknowledge God. Remember in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, where Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of salvation for everyone. In times of hurt, in times of desperation, in times of difficulty, in times of I just don't have a clue, of times I just don't understand, of times when I am mad at God because things are not going the way I want them to go, I still need to remember I'm a child of God saved by Jesus Christ. He's still in control. And I still need to give thanks. That infamous verse in 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, give thanks in all circumstances. I've shared that with you before. In fact, it's one that's oftentimes shared this time of year. Give thanks in all circumstances. And remind you that there's a difference between in and for. He doesn't say give thanks for all circumstances. Because there's some cruddy stuff that all of you, or at least many of you, all of us in some way have been through. Real cruddy stuff in life. God is not telling us in that verse to give thanks for that. He says to give thanks in that. You see the difference? The difference is crappy stuff happens. But in that, give thanks that God is still there, that He's never left us, that He's never forsaken us, and that He'll take us to the next step, whatever that is. God's invested in you and me. Do you know that? God's put a big investment in you and me. That big investment is His Son, Jesus Christ. He's put a huge investment in you and I. So you can bet that God cares about everything that happens in your life and mine. He's not left you, even though there's a lot that has happened and very little we think that we can be thankful for. So in the latter couple verses of that text that was read this morning, it says in those verses, whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father. This is Jesus speaking. I think simply what he's saying by that acknowledgement is give thanks. Acknowledge me. Acknowledge my Father, not just for the obvious. If the people, if the stuff, if your health are lacking, you still have a reason to be thankful. Don't be afraid, because God's got it. God's got it. I believe with all of my heart that when we acknowledge God and give thanks to God in all circumstances, and I'm not teaching the prosperity gospel here. What I'm saying is when we acknowledge God and give thanks to God in all circumstances, that allows the floodgates to be open for God to bless us in ways we never thought we could be blessed. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, the TV evangelist that says, you know, you give me 10 bucks, you get 100 back. That's not the kind of blessings I'm talking about, because normally it doesn't happen that way. But what I'm saying is if we will acknowledge God and give thanks to God in the most difficult of circumstances, continue to give thanks and honor and glory to Him because He saved me ultimately from all that stuff that's going on, because I have eternity with Him in heaven. He begins, he's already had it there ready for us. But we can receive the blessings of God because we're acknowledging Him in all things, no matter what. As we close, I just want to encourage us not to be so immersed in the tangibles, because they're obvious and because they can be taken from us and they can deceive us. Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:7, we live by faith, not by sight. Remember that. We live by faith, not by sight. He also says in Philippians 3:8 that salvation is enough. And let me read that for you as I close. Philippians 3:8. Here is what Paul says. That I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Jesus Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. That is alone what He wants. Verse 8 says, what is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For whose sake I've lost all things. You notice tangible stuff may all be gone. I consider them rubbish that I may gain Christ. So give thanks this morning for the intangible things too, not just the tangible stuff. I encourage you and challenge you that when life has really thrown you some curveballs, that there are still some things you can be thankful for. In spite of what's going on. And instead of getting mad at God, and that's okay to do that from time to time. God's our Father. You ever gotten mad at your earthly father? Or mother? They still love you. God's even better at it than they are, than we are. It's okay to get mad at Him, but in the end, thank Him. He gave you life. He sustained you. He's provided for you. And He'll take us to the end, which is the beginning. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. God, thank You. Thank You for life. Thank You for Your love. Thank You for everything. I should say, God, thank You in everything. Because in those desperate times of our lives, we can still see that You're in control, and that we have You. And having You in Christ is enough. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.